Hey guys, it's Ashley, and today I'm going to be showing you how to make the Rainbow Loom Starburst bracelet, and here is what it looks like. And I'm trying to get a video in before our vacation, which is tomorrow. I'm going to Florida. So let's get started. This is actually an advanced bracelet, and it takes a bit of practice, but here we go. First, you want to choose your color. That will be the border. So like here, mine is black. And I actually do prefer black or white because it really brings out the colors, like if it's black, it looks like that. I'll be using black. First, you want to take your first rubber band and put it from this peg to this peg. And make sure your arrows are pointing up. Then, you want to go all the way until the end. And then go forward. But you don't want to go to there. Instead, you're going to go here to here. Like that. Now go back to the beginning and do the other side. So go from here to here and not quite all the way to the top, but to where, whoops, wrong color, but to almost the end. Now that we have the perimeter bands done, we're going to be making the burst rubber bands, which make up these. Okay, but before you do that, make sure you just push down like all the rubber bands because you're going to need that. So when you put the burst bands on, it'll make it easier. First, take your first color and put it on the second peg going to this peg. Push it down as far as you can. And we're going to be doing this clockwise. So then it's going to go there to there, there, like that. So now you're going to want to put this one going that way and push it down. This one to this one. This one to this one. And now the last one going up. Just push them all down so it's not all bunched up in the middle. Now it looks like this. Take your next color, mine is purple, and don't start here. You want to start here. And just do the same thing, go clockwise. And make sure you keep pushing it down so that it's not all cluttered in the middle, because there will be 6 bands on the middle one. I'm doing another color, which is blue. You can do as many colors as you want. Like in this one, I did a rainbow. So I'm doing green, purple, and blue. And just again, go clockwise, starting from this peg, not this one. Continue until this peg. Wow. Here's what it should look like starting from the beginning. Go to where the end of your loom is and where the end of your bracelet is, and we're going to be placing the capping bands. So make an 8 and then come back like that. And then just place it on the last peg here and push it down. So as you can see, there's that on there. Now you want to do the same thing and put it on the middle of this peg. So you want to make an 8 again, twist it, and turn it back like that, and put it on here, like that. Do this, not on this one, on the middle of each starburst where I'm pointing to. Now that we've got all these placed on, we are ready to hook. So flip the loom around so the arrows are now facing you. Take the hook, and we are going to be hooking this one up, and then we are going to be hooking counterclockwise. So this one here, there, like that. And then this one up, and same thing, counterclockwise. So let's get started. So get under all these, get the blue one, and make sure you hold this band down and hook it going forward. You can push all these down so it makes it easier. Now you want to get under all these and get this rubber band, this blue one. So get under all these and get the blue rubber band. Hold all these down and hook it going this way. Now this one, so same thing, get under all of them, get under all the black ones, get this blue one, unhook it and rehook it over here. Continue this going in a clockwise motion, and now here, so reach over and grab the blue one. And the last one is this one. So it's pretty easy to find. You just go under and hook it going that way. As you can see, you have like a kind of sun shape. And we are going to keep continuing doing this until the end of our bracelet. Take this purple one right here out and hook it forward. Now we're going to be hooking this one. So get under all the black ones, get the purple one, unhook it, and rehook it over here. Now get the next band, this one, the forward one, this one, and then the last one, like that. I'll show you guys how to do this one more time, and then I'll fast forward. So get the green one, go straight, get under them, and get this side one, this one, forward, side, and last one. Like that. Now that we are done looping the starbursts, we will be looping the perimeter bands. So get under this one and we are going to be hooking it over here, like that. Now we are just going to hook it all the way straight forward. So push all these back and get the very bottom one. Make sure you hold them in place so that it doesn't come undone. So get the one underneath and put it to the forward one. Get the one from under here, the very bottom one, and hook it over to this side. Okay, now go back to the beginning, and now we're going to do the other side. So from here to here, and all the way to the top. So get under here, hold it down so that it doesn't come undone, and hook it to this side. Make sure you get under all of them. Unhook it and hook it forward. Again, make sure you get this one and hook it over to this side and just push them all down. All right, now that we got this done, we are almost done. We just got to add the last thing right here and the extension. So make sure you reach your hook all the way down and out. Make sure it's under all the rubber bands on the last peg. Put it on there and pull it back through like that, and then put it on here and move it up further like this. Okay, now we can take it off. Now you have your bracelet completed. Now you just gotta add the extension. It looks pretty cool. So let's add the extension. Take your loom and put it arrows facing back up. And you're gonna wanna take about five rubber bands for your extension and put them on the very right side, just going straight up. Like this, and take your bracelet that's on here, and you're gonna wanna see, you pull this on the very end of your bracelet, you're gonna see this like little loop thing. Pull it out and put it on the last peg and that peg, like that. Okay, push this back a little more, like that. Okay, now you're just gonna wanna keep it on there while you hook, and you wanna get under here. Hold this so that it, and just loop it forward like a single bracelet. Like this. And now you are done. Almost. And just take this and put it over here so it's easier to put the C-clip on. Get a C-clip and just attach it to this ending one like that. And you can take your bracelet off. So just take it off like this. And now you want to take this end with the C-clip. Take this end with the C-clip and just stretch it out this side and attach it like this. And take it off. And now you have your bracelet that you can wear. You can wear it on either sides. I like it on this side. And now, if it's too big or too small, if it's too big, you can just unattach the C-clip and take off a few. Or if it's too little, take out the C-clip and add more on. So there you have it, a Starburst Rainbow Balloon Bracelet. Hope you guys enjoyed, and see you guys later. Bye!